You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Taken from the Eurovision final itself, Ryan O'Shaughnessy there singing his heart out for Ireland in May of this year. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are we?
I'm very good, and thanks very much for joining us this morning. Talk to me about that.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're playing in Kilkee later in the week. We'll talk about that in a second. But talk to me first about that moment that you just relived for a minute and a half or thereabouts. We've got a huge arena in front of you and a massive global television audience hanging on your every word. What's that like?
Oh, it was insane. It was a whirlwind, you know, just it went by so fast. And all the work that kind of went into it is like, you know, you get 3 minutes out there to kind of do your thing, and it just flew by. It really is.
I suppose it is only 3 minutes, so it won't last very long. But is there a pressure on you as a performer to ensure that you get it right, for the want of a better term, but that you deliver the performance? There's a lot more than just standing there playing the music and singing the words. You've got to look into the camera the right way and move in the way that has been scripted and planned.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I suppose when you've got the weight of your country on your shoulders as well, there's an added pressure there. I think for me the main thing was just to go out and give the best performance I could. But as I say, like, when you're representing your country, it's a completely different thing, and the pride that's involved in that too, it was phenomenal. It really was.
You were censored in China because there were two men dancing along and a choreographed performance as you were singing, and their censors over there weren't a fan of that. But you spoke at the time of spreading a message of love, as I think it was. When you reflect on it and that aspect of your Eurovision experience, which is unique in an Irish context, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think when I got into the project from the start, I wanted to make sure that we kind of had a bit of a theme, and I wanted to try and make a bit of positive change. And what I realised was there wasn't many same-sex couples in music videos these days. So I got two of the best dancers that I know and put them in front of a camera. And I think people kind of took to it very well, more than I expected, to be honest with you. And I just kind of, it soon became apparent that what we were doing was more than just performing a song. We were actually spreading a positive message of love is love. And the amount of people that have written to me since, and I get it most days of the week, someone will tell me that it allowed them to maybe come out to their parents, or it started a discussion within their family that might not have happened before. So it was all very positive. And I think even though Mango TV in China wanted to censor the pride flags, it was kind of worked out kind of positive for us, because there was obviously an extra bit of controversy there. And I suppose, like, it started a conversation in countries that wouldn't have had that opportunity before. So yeah, it was really positive how it all turned out.
And did you think it was, in terms of your overall placement, you were 16th in the end, which is our best performance in a number of years, so I don't mean this as a negative, but did you think with all of the spotlight on you, you had a really good draw, that maybe you might have won the thing?
Well, there was one point, to be honest with you, where I thought, geez, we might be able to do this.
I had the same thought.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that from the start. I said it's a very tough competition, and the amount of talent and good songs that were involved this year, it was crazy. But when it got to the point where people were actually looking at us thinking, you know, these guys could do it, I tried not to believe in that hype. And I think when the whole team got together, I actually sat everyone down. I said, let's not believe in that. Let's just go out and give the best performance we can, because there's nothing else we can really do. And as I say, there's 3 minutes there to put that across. So I tried not to let it go to the head.
A positive experience?
Oh, a hugely positive experience, yeah. And it just flew by. It really did. But yeah, I'm very lucky to have been able to represent my country, you know.
So where do you go from now? How do you build on this huge platform that you had to make the most of it for your career?
Yeah, I suppose, like, the difference with myself kind of getting into this, I've been working within the music industry for the last maybe 8 or 9 years, so I've kind of solidified a bit of a career for myself in terms of production and writing and all that type of thing. So I think this kind of just adds to the notch in the belt for me as a performer and as a songwriter. And I kind of linked in with different songwriters while I was there, So I've been flying to different countries and trying to meet up with those people. And the thing about the music industry is it's all networking. It's all about the people that you meet along the way and how you help each other along. So it kind of did help in that sense for making new friends, I suppose, within the industry.
Friends that can help you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
you've had more material since then, and Civil War, I think, was released in October, and you worked with a number of other artists on that as well. That was your latest, or that was a single that you released.
Yeah, so we released Civil War in October, and that song was actually, it's been on my laptop for the last 3 or 4 years. I wrote it when I was in Toronto with a couple of friends of mine. And I think it was just time. When I came back from Eurovision, I said, it's time to release Civil War. And I think in this day and age as well, where there's so much happening, like you see what's happening in Paris at the moment, and there's a lot of kind of disruption. What I kind of gathered from the project at Eurovision was, with a bit of a message, you can create positive change. I think that's what we tried to do with Civil War as well. So the tour has been going really well, and I'm going to be in Kiki then on Saturday, to kind of mark towards the end of the tour, and then I've a show then in Dublin as well on the 20th. So we're kind of coming to the end of the Civil War tour, but I think the positive message has gone out, and people are really liking it. So,
and it's something that you're obviously passionate about as well, as you're putting it into your music and bringing it on stage, and as you say, trying to make a bit of a difference that music can. What can people look forward to at Cultural and Sweeney in Kilkee Saturday night?
Yeah, so I'll be there with myself and the guitar, and I'm just going to be sharing songs that I've written over the last few years. And I haven't actually been down that direction before for a gig, so anyone within the area, it's going to be nice to kind of see, to meet new people and meet new fans. So it's going to be a lovely little night.
Lovely stuff, and I wish you all the best. I hope you get the weather as well. Kilkee is a beautiful spot. It might be a bit stormy in the middle weekend of December, but it should be a lovely night with everybody wrapped up warm inside. And as I say, that gig is taking place at Cultural and Sweeney and getting underway at 8 o'clock. I wish you all the best with it, Ryan, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Do take care. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is performing. Take care, Ryan. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is performing at Cultural and Sweeney in Kilkee this coming Saturday night, the 15th of December.